the last word on business.
With Fitzgerald Power. Can't count on your current accountants? Talk to us. FitzgeraldPower.ie.
Ian Guider from the Business Post is with us. Ian, I was chatting earlier in the programme to Brian Cook from the Society of the Irish Motor Industry about the fall of electric vehicle sales. Not just in Ireland. This is something of an international phenomenon. But there's been some very interesting things done by Elon Musk in Tesla over the last few days. First of those was that he seems to be now pushing in China that he's back to his original idea, which wasn't really electric cars. It's autonomous driving, self-driving cars. Do you remember that was all the rage a few years ago? And then everyone seemed to forget about it.
Yeah, Tesla never sees itself as a car company. It sees itself as a technology company and a software company first. And if you can make more money by selling software such as full self-driving, which is a bit of a misnomer in some way, to a Chinese company called Baidu, then you can attain a higher valuation from your shares than you can as a manufacturing company. But Tesla is under real pressure, announcing last week 15,000 job cuts on its manufacturing and what they call their white-collar office staff. But yeah, in the last couple of hours or last day, Elon Musk has said we are going further with our cost cutting in their operations in the United States and getting rid of 500 people, pretty much all of its staff working on their fast charging operations. And Tesla were a pioneer in this in the United States, rolling out these super fast charging points across the United States, seen as a market leader in it, getting other car companies and other manufacturers to pretty much adopt its style of charging points. And now Elon Musk saying, sorry, out the door you go, along with a lot of senior executives in charge.
So what's the point of that? Because surely if you want to encourage people to buy an electric car, you have the charging points available for them, particularly on the long journeys that Americans love. I mean, we talk about range anxiety here in Ireland, but they think nothing of 12, 16-hour drives to get across the country.
Yeah, and I don't think waiting around at a forecourt station for 2 hours to charge a car is going to entice too many Americans to buy an electric vehicle. What I think there's a little bit of method in the madness of Elon Musk. Getting rid of your entire team that have developed this technology is pretty radical. But what I think he's doing is looking at the US government, but also governments around the world are investing in charging technology. The Biden administration are rolling out charging technology across the US, investing hundreds of millions of dollars in it, which doesn't sound a lot given the scale of America, but they are spending on this technology. You have seen governments here in Ireland, we're investing a couple of million euros.
So he wants governments to put in the charging technology rather than incurring that as a cost. Though wouldn't you think that there's a way for him to make money out of owning the network of charging infrastructure around any country?
The big thing he's doing with Tesla at the moment and telling staff in emails is we must cut costs to focus on our core things, which is building EVs and also building out the autonomous vehicles, investing in artificial intelligence, which he believes Tesla should be involved in. So that is what he is focused on, rather than looking at the next iteration of supercharging. And if you can get governments to subsidize this, because let's be honest, Matt, from those semi figures today saying that, look, people will only invest in EVs if they believe those charging points will be ubiquitous across the country at various motorways. The only people that can really do that are government incentives. And also, as I said, Elon Musk won the war over his charging points being used everywhere. He got to that battle first. Big winners in all of this right now in technology and cars are Toyota. They were the ones that said hybrid, petrol hybrids would be the technology for a while, and they're the winners out of this.
Okay, CRH, one of the world's biggest building materials companies, an Irish company, but now listed on the New York Stock Exchange, has a lot of land in Ireland, but it's decided to sell some of it for housing.
Really interesting story in today's Irish Times by Ronald Quinlan, their property editor. CRH has one of its biggest sites in Ireland, about 160 acres, in between Bray and Dublin, along the N11 there, or the M11 there. It's a huge site, as I said, 160 acres. Doesn't have planning permission, but it's being sold as potentially being zoned for residential. So of that 160 acres, about 80 acres could be used for residential housing, and you would fit onto that site around 1,700 new homes. So this site is going on the market. The rest of it is open space, and that's what it'll be zoned for, depending on what type of planning you could get. On the market for 25 million euro is the guide price, so that is a chunky piece of money that could be up for somebody. The Irish Times speculating that perhaps the Land Development Agency could step in and buy this site. There are housing developments nearby. The Cosgrave Brothers, one of the big housing companies in the country, they're building a massive housing project there, about 650 homes split between apartments and houses. But it is, as I said, prime land in South Dublin, bordering Bray. You know, 25 million is a big price right there for right now for any builder who would like to get that land. You'd also have to have a lot of money to wait around until you could get local authority planning permission. But there are very few sites in and around Dublin that are left where you could put a massive development of that scale onto it. So up now to all the bidders out there, I think it would have to have some sort of government involvement, just given the issues facing builders getting money.
Recently, there was a lot of publicity about the very good exit deal given to Siobhan Talbot at Glanbia, leaving as chief executive. Has there been a bit of a row about a bonus for the chief financial officer?
Yeah, this is for the number two executive, Mark Garvey, the CFO of Glanbia. The company had its annual general meeting today, and some institutional investors were told this retention bonus, that because Siobhan Talbot had stepped down at the start of the year, you didn't want to lose Mark Garvey, who's been there for 10 years, knows the company inside out. So Glanbia management gave him a share package worth right now around €800,000, simply for sticking around in the new job over the next year. A lot of institutional investors voted against that deal at the AGM today. Wasn't enough to derail it. 27% of shareholders opposed the deal. The rest of the shareholders voted it through. You don't normally see Irish companies have a vote against their pay reports of that scale. So I think it's a little bit of a bloody nose for the company, but I don't think they're in danger of losing it. I think it will just be a warning shot to companies out there. Look, while you might want to keep executives, make sure there are some conditions attached to paying bonuses.
We'll leave it there. Ian Guider, columnist at the Business Post, thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word at Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.